The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. At that time Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. And no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come unto me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Today is a special day for our parish. We remember and celebrate our patron, Francis of Assisi. Francis died 790 years ago, but who he is and how he lived still has something to say to us today. We attribute a prayer to him and call it the Prayer of Saint Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. And another prayer that we attribute to him is two short phrases. Preach the gospel at all times. Use words when necessary. So how did this saintly man, born into a wealthy family in the beautiful countryside of Assisi, continue to inspire people for almost 800 years? Well, he has made a difference in my life. I've always been inspired by his courage to follow what he believed was his purpose in life. For Francis and all of us, finding and living one's purpose in life is more than a job. One's purpose in life has something to do with our deepest passion and what fires us up to be our best, most loving selves. From the dawn of time, people have sought to find their purpose, to find the meaning of life. And so we ask the questions, why am I here? For what purpose was I born? These questions are so universal that one of the New York Times bestseller list books for years was the book entitled The Purpose-Driven Life. And there was another book that was on the book list for years, What Color is Your Parachute? And another book, The Road Less Traveled. Now, once upon a time, we used to have something called a bookstore. They housed soft and hard-bound books, which you can still find in something called a library. In downtown San Pedro, where I live, there is one small, tiny bookstore. But on Spring Street and 5th in Los Angeles, there is a 22,000 square foot space with a prophetic name, The Last Bookstore. But in any bookstore or library, or if you go online, which most people do to download on their Kindle or iPad or phone, There is a category you can always look up, and it's called self-help. We want help with how to live. Which leads me back to the story of Francis, how he found his purpose. Francis was born in 1182 of a wealthy cloth merchant. His early years were absolutely frivolous. But while recuperating from a sickness after military service, he spent time reflecting on what was the purpose of his life. So one day he was wandering and he walked into a small, broken set of bricks. It was the church of San Damiano. And he thought he heard Jesus saying to him, "Rebuild my church." So he took those words literally, sold a bale of silk from his father's warehouse, and paid for repairs for the church. His father was furious. So there was a public confrontation at which his father disinherited and disowned Francis. And Francis, in turn, renounced his father's wealth. They say Francis left the public square, walked off into the woods outside the city, and there he spent time in prayer, trying to figure out what was next. But Francis still believed he was meant to finish rebuilding that little church in San Damiano. So he went back and worked on it with his bare hands. And as he did so, he began to hear in his heart a new call, a stirring to devote his life in service of the poor. He identified with a passage from the Gospels, "Sell what you have and give to the poor." That appealed to Francis. He was not afraid when he was in the military to give up his life if that was going to happen. So yes, he would give up his life, all of himself, in service to God's people. But he wanted to finish that first task and continue to rebuild San Damiano. He begged for stones he found lying on the fields of landowners. But he did not beg for money. He scrounged around for leftover food in trash bins, wore a discarded cloth, and tied it up with a discarded rope. And all this time, a transformation was taking place inside of Francis. Joy, abandonment, freedom to love. His joy in the face of poverty, his abandonment to God, and the message of the Gospels, and his freedom to live for others, attracted others. Young men began joining him in his work and in living that simple lifestyle. After 3 years, this life based on raw faith, living one day at a time, trying to imitate the words of Jesus and all he said and did, the Pope in Rome, authorized the formation of his community of followers into the Order of Friars Minor. Friar means brother, as in fraternity, and minor refers to the little. Francis was never ordained, never asked anyone to follow him. But he had a power that radiated from within, and he seemed to have a purpose in life. He was purpose-driven by his desire to love everyone and love as simply as he could. He wanted nothing to get in the way of his radical desire to be for God. A simple question then that we might ask, how do we find and live our purpose as Francis did? Today's gospel describes some of the spiritual tools needed to follow as disciples of Jesus and to foster a purpose-driven life. First, there is a hidden wisdom available if we have the attitude of a little child of God, not ego-driven, but attentive to within, the presence of God within. In any deep situation, the love of God is the reason we are here. We are here to love. Love as a way of life. Appreciating our gifts, our talents, and vision. To take nothing for granted, but to be in awe like a little child. My life has been a zigzag of experiences, but finally I became what I always felt called to be, a priest of God for others. Which leads me to the other part of the gospel, an invitation for sustaining your purpose in life. Jesus said for all eternity, "Come to me. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." When weariness sets in, or routineness saps your joy, when family or issues with relatives or in-laws seem daunting, or if what is required seems like more than what you think you can give, when pressures make you feel emotionally drained, when you feel tired of feeling tired, when you feel in pain, not well, not your best self, or when you have come to a time in your life when you are not sure of what is next, or you feel you have lost your sense of direction or meaning, when weariness of any kind is present, Jesus clearly and simply says, now and always, come to me, all who are weary, carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest, a rest for your souls, in the essence of who you are. In the ground of your being, where your purpose in life is rooted. I know that God knows all that is on my weariness list. I hate being stuck in human time and having to endure something moment by moment by moment. And God knows that. God knows I would like instant relief when I pray for help. But God is God, and God knows each of our lists, of needs, our issues, our difficulties, our weaknesses. God is with us, loving us, holding us, renewing us, giving rest to our souls, transforming us in the very moments that are the hardest moments. when Francis renounced his father's wealth. He left that public square, walked off into the woods, and spent time in prayer. He tried in prayer to figure out what was next. He was spending time in nature, surrounded by trees, wildflowers, the birds of the air, animals, creatures of the countryside. In nature, we have the raw presence of our Creator God. Nature is God's first revealer and healer. Nature holds up a big sign by its fragrance and beauty and says in God's voice of silence, "Come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will give you rest." Every human being is loved in God's healing grace. Let us receive that peace and be instruments of peace. Let us preach the gospel of love at all times and, when necessary, use words. And in our surrender in God, we will find our purpose in life. Amen.